Horios Perk Base Mishnah Base 2:2. Mishnah says Hora b'fnei atzmo va'as b'fnei atzmo. If the Kohen Mashiach, he ruled independently, and he followed his own independent ruling, then mischaper lo b'fnei atzmo. Then it's a standard case of he gets atonement specifically through his parko Mashiach. That's that. Straightforward enough. So the chiddush the Mishnah is even. Let's say for example that the Sanhedrin also was passing stuff, but he wasn't swayed by their psak either way. He felt he was a man who could stand on his own 2 feet, and he stood independently of their psak. So if he follows his own ruling, then he will get atonement through his own ruling and not be part of the people. However, in a normal scenario where Hora im Hatzibur, Va'asa im Hatzibur, if the Sanhedrin was comprised of 71 of the greatest Torah sages, one of whom is this Kohen Gadol, okay? He participates with them. He considers and rules with them that something's permitted. And then, like everyone else, he does what the Beis Din Sanhedrin says they could do. But it turns out it was wrong. So the question now is, should he have to bring a separate par Kohen Mashiach for himself? Or is he included in the par Elam Davar of everybody else? So says the Mishnah, if Hora imat Tzibur va'as imat Tzibur, mischaper lo imat Tzibur, he's atoned for with the rest of the community, meaning the par Elam Davar, or the 12 of them, will atone for him, and he doesn't bring a separate par Kohen Mashiach. Now, the reason why, says the Mishnah, is because really the rules are basically the same within the Par Elam Davar. They're really equated one to the other. And the Par Kohen Mashiach, as the Mishnah says, She'ein Beis Din Chayavin Achiro Levatel Mikzas L'Kayim Mikzas V'chein Mashiach. The rules are the same. So, for example, you saw in the previous parak that the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, will be Chayav, again, like Rav Meir talk, to bring a carbon Elam Davar, unless they ruled in a way which, you know, annulled some but not all of a mitzvah. And similarly, v'lo abod vodazara, achiyoro levatel mikzas, l'kayim mikzas, same goes for vodazara. Vodazara a little more complicated, but let's just save the discussion about how vodazara works and the machlokas tanaim there. That will be at the end of this parak until later. The point is that there's a hekesh connecting the Kohen Gadol and his erroneous psak to the Par Elam Davar of the Sanhedrin, its erroneous psak, and therefore the rules apply. So therefore he can be included in their kapara, meaning the Par Elam Davar covers the Kohen Mashiach himself. Now, if you'll ask a question, well, what was the hava? I mean, why wouldn't he be covered? Like, he's part of the people, and this is coming for the people. He's sin with the people, he should be atoned for with the people. So the answer is that there is a precedent for this which works exactly the other way. On Yom Kippur, there's a special korban brought to atone for eating karbonas batuma. Okay, in fact, there's two goats brought to atone for the people who have exposed the kachim to tuma. But the Kohen Gadol himself is not included in those karbanos. In other words, he has to bring a separate bull all for himself to atone for that very same sin. So you see, sometimes a chatas is brought, those chatos that are done, and they don't atone for the Kohen Gadol, who stands separate from the rest of the Jewish people. And therefore, you might have thought he's also, in this case, the Par Elam Davar, not included with them. But, says the Mishnah, though the rules really are muhukash, they're really connected one to the other. And if he's part of the Tzibur and acts with the Tzibur, and the Tzibur gets atonement with this Par Elam Davar, he will get atonement as well, but then have to bring a separate Par Kohen Mashiach.